brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's been an amazing interview with nationally known comedian Patrice O'Neill. And we got five more minutes with him. And I wanted to get into the Quran situation. I'm going to get into this after he leaves us, then Richard Gage is coming on. But bottom line, I defended the right of that mosque to be built down there two blocks from Ground Zero. But I also don't agree with him, but I agree with his right for that preacher to burn the Quran. And the fact now that they're in the Middle East, they're burning Bibles and things. You know, the issue is if you don't like the United States, that you can burn a Bible, you can burn a Quran, you can burn an American flag. I think that's disrespectful and bad on every front. I'm not looking to insult people. But now that this guy's maybe saying he's going to back off and the media has been talking about maybe it should be illegal to burn a Quran, First Amendment's gone. Patrice O'Neill.
I agree with the fact that you do have your right to do things, but there is tact. And I'm going to tell you, burning a Quran, and this is my thing about burning a Quran and burning a Bible or whatever, it's burning their God. That's the thing that bothers me. It's that, look, and it goes again to the lying in this country. No one has a problem with Islam. It itself. I mean, Farrakhan is Muslim, so no one would burn a Quran to demonstrate that they hate Louis Farrakhan because he's genuine American. Whether people agree with him or not, you know he's American. People don't have a problem with Islam. They have a problem with Arabs, and no one wants to say that they don't like Arabs in this country. It's not about the Bible and the Quran. It's about those people in this country. Let me tell you. I believe this. Arabs have not yet gone through what everyone else has gone through in this country to be certified American. You go through some foulness for people to go, they're American. Japanese did it. Chinese did it. Blacks did it. Irish did it. Everyone's done it except for Arabs. And there is no, and here's the thing. Everyone who does bad in their particular group has another part of their group who condemns things that they do that are wrong. Arabs don't have, and maybe it's the news that's doing it, but you don't see enough Arabs that go, what these Arabs are doing is wrong. You ask an Arab, hey, what do you think about 9/11? It's like, well, when you're pushed to do things, you have to go through. It's like, nah, just say flying planes in the buildings might be wrong. Just say, don't give me an excuse of why people got to die. Just say, look, blowing up this guy might not be the right thing. I don't think enough Arabs are vocal enough against the ones that are just doing bad stuff to make everybody else go, okay, there's a right Arab and a wrong Arab. But that's for basic anything.
But, I mean, we're almost out of time, Patrice. What about the issue of, I've supported the property rights issue of the mosque and been criticized because if you take away their right, then nobody's got a right. But at the same time, I didn't know what to really think about this preacher and all of this, and I think it's being used by the media to create division. Yeah. But now, if he does back off, you can burn anything you want but a Quran.
But let's be honest. Building that mosque, you have the right to do it. Don't do it. Don't do it just because of the sentiment. Don't burn Qurans, because it's burning someone's God. Billions.
Well, I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think it's a good idea. I don't like it. But at the same time, the First Amendment is the heart of this country.
I have the right. But, sir, Mr. Guy, the preacher in Gainesville, don't do it.
But if you don't exercise a right, you lose it.
He didn't need to even open his mouth to exercise it. Just like the mosque. You can build it 8 blocks away where people go, okay, you're going to build it 2 to exercise your right? I'm not crazy. You're not exercising a right, because you could exercise your right to be decent to the people who are going to lose it and cause problems.
Very interesting. Patrice O'Neill, thank you for spending time with us. He'll be, you bet, he'll be tonight and Saturday, Cap City Comedy Club. Find out more at PatriceO'Neill.com. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, PrismaWanda.tv.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills? That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more. All perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1 year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to magicyellowflyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, coming up in about 25 minutes. 1,270 architects engineers reveal hard evidence of explosive demolition at World Trade Centers on 9/11. Richard Gage, founder and head of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, will be joining us in the third hour. We're going to have wide open phones and a blitzkrieg of news. But let me start getting into some news right now. And a lot of this is mixed together. There's police state in all my stacks. I've got the economic news. I've got it all here. But first, let me basically state where I'm at on the mosque and on the Burn the Quran Day. At my instinctive base level, if anybody is violent to anyone burning a Quran, I'm not a coward, and my instinct is to burn a whole box of them. I'm going to be honest with you right now. Okay? Now, I supported Muslims' right to have that mosque down there at Ground Zero. Okay, this is the United States. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion. And the media is having this national debate about maybe we shouldn't let pastor do this. If they stop him, we've given in to intimidation by radical Muslims. Okay? Now, 9/11 was staged, ladies and gentlemen. Many of the radical Muslim groups out there are CIA-funded, like the Taliban. That's on record. And I want Muslims to live in peace. I want Muslims to not have their countries invaded and a million Iraqis to be killed and DU, depleted uranium, to be used all over the country. But it's very simple. If you've got your right to that mosque, then if somebody wants to be disrespectful, and I don't agree with it or like it, and burn your holy book, then you have to criticize them, speak out against them, say whatever you want about them, but you have no right to threaten to kill them or to stage terror attacks. And the globalists are orchestrating this. They're promoting it. They're hyping it to get everybody at each other's throats, just like it came out that well-known CIA-connected publications 3 years ago ran the Prophet Muhammad with his turban as a bomb stories. And Muslims did riot all over France, all over other countries, and that was used to crack down on Muslims. Now, if you want to be stupid and play into this, go ahead. But I will tell you this. My instinct is, you know, if the government started arresting people for burning American flags, I would never burn an American flag unless they started arresting people for it. And then I'd say, because this flag symbolizes the Bill of Rights and Constitution, that's why we revere it. It symbolizes what our forefathers fought for. I am forced to burn this flag. I don't like it, but it's almost like when a flag's tattered and old, there's a way to get rid of it. You know, that's in the flag code. This is incredible. I mean, it's not a popular stance on talk radio, which is predominantly mainline conservative, to come out and say, I support their right to build that mosque. But I have to, or there's no property rights, there's no free speech, no right of religion. And it's the same thing with burning the Quran. I don't like it. I mean, that's bad mojo. It's bad luck, whatever you want to call it. I'm against it. But we have reports that I'm looking into out of Associated Content and others. Christians in Gaza fear for their lives as Muslims burn Bibles and destroy crosses. And it looks like this is really going on. And see, I mean, that's what the Muslims are doing in Sudan, blowing up churches, bombing them. They've got an air force. You hear our media really promoting that? That's wrong, and that needs to be decried. That needs to be criticized. The globalists are orchestrating this clash of civilizations. So it's okay to burn the Bible, you just don't burn the Quran. Now, what does that really say at the end of the day? I mean, if Muslims are really for the freedom of the United States, the Bill of Rights and Constitution, then they should be free under the First Amendment to criticize and to say whatever they want. And if they wanted to go to that event and burn Bibles right alongside it, it's a stupid idea. I'm against it. Not just as a Christian, but as someone who supports freedom of religion. But you know what? They shouldn't be arrested if they burn Bibles. And they shouldn't be arrested if they burn Korans. But this whole thing is being promoted by the Washington Post, the New York Times, in the last 3 weeks to create this division. And to create a further clash of civilizations. And so if it gets burned, are Muslims going to come out like they did in Europe and burn down buildings and attack police and play right in to the globalist plan? I also don't like the fact that the FBI has gone now 3 times to this church in Florida, and right after they went to the third time, that was the second, now they've been back again, they came out and announced, I've talked to the imam, they're not going to have the Ground Zero mosque anymore, and so I'm going to back off. And then the imam came out and said, well, I didn't really say that, which I don't tend to really believe. I don't think the pastor would come out if he hadn't been led to believe that. And so now, here's another example. The ISP, the Internet Service Provider, for the church, the Christian church, took their website down and said, because it's hate speech. See, now you can't have a website because it's hate speech. In England, a guy had a ringtone from a movie where the guy said, I'm not a Paki. Or, I'm a Paki, what's wrong with that? Which I guess is some racial slur towards Pakistanis. And he was arrested in England. Remember the BBC news reporter who went and gave a speech and said rural communities deserve the same rights as homosexuals and Muslims? They arrested him saying the word homosexual is hurtful. They know the public so ignorant that the word homosexual or heterosexual, I guess, is bad. the word Caucasian or Negro is supposedly bad. And those are just scientific names. It'd be like if I called a dog a canine and somebody didn't know what that meant. And they said that's a racial slang towards a dog. You're going to be arrested for calling a dog a canine or a cat a feline. Or as we called a pig a porcine. Or if you called a cow a bovine, you're going to be arrested. I mean, this is the level of thought police control going on. So later in the next hour, we're going to have nothing but phone calls. I want to get your take on this because I'm not saying I'm going to go out and burn a Koran. I don't do just pure stunts like that. It's just at an instinctive level. If they do start arresting Americans for burning Korans, next you won't be able to even criticize a politician because they'll say, oh, this is disruptive, this is hurtful, you can't yell fire in a theater. That's not yelling fire in a theater. That's what this country is based on, is the right. Here's an example of, it's got to be 10 years ago. We had a burn the UN flag day, and I did it down at the Capitol. And they tried to get the police to arrest me for it, but they refused. And so the local news shot video the same day at another location of a guy who hated me burning an American flag. And they cut in to the newscast and basically implied that I had burned an American flag. And I got a bunch of hate mail over it. I burned the United Nations flag because it's a symbol of tyranny and corruption and dehumanization and eugenics. So next, are they going to ban burning the UN flag because it's hurtful to the 170-something member nations to the United Nations? Yep, there's the video. That was another event where they had a burn ban on, so I couldn't burn it. And so I cut it up with a knife. I was in pretty good shape then. That's what happens when you lift weights 2 hours a day or jog 6 miles every other day. But they're showing video for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. You can just search the term Alex Jones burns a UN flag, Alex Jones destroys UN flag. If you want to watch the full video from, that's actually 11 or 12 years ago now that I see the video. I burned the UN flag a couple times 12 years ago, and then 11 years ago I sliced it up because they had a burn ban. But side issue, this is political correctness, and it's what's destroying our nation. And political correctness, what, 6 months ago, 8 students were sent home from the San Francisco middle school, 5 of them Hispanic, over 1,000 people in the school, and most of them weren't even there wearing American flags because it was Cinco de Mayo. American flag shirts are popular. One of them was an Old Navy shirt, and the illegal aliens in the school, in the sanctuary city, were so offended by the American flag in America that the students were sent home. And then there's video of other students driving around days later with American flags flying from their cars and the illegals cussing at them, yelling at them, starting fights with them. Because, well, I mean, here's an example. There was a national cartoon. In fact, guys, print this for me. I think I IM'd it to you. I haven't seen it in my stack. Maybe it's here. There was a national cartoon showing the Mexican eagle on the Mexican flag shot by drug gangs, laying dead with bullet holes in it. And the national government of Mexico has gotten angry and is complaining about it. They're not worried about tens of thousands dying every year. They're not worried about their country collapsing. It's that nationalism of you don't, which wasn't even about Mexico or the flag itself being bad. It was about the countries being killed by the drug war. And they're demanding that this cartoon not be run. We're being intimidated. You know, that's why I supported a few months ago artists worldwide doing cartoons about Islam. Because they've been threatened with death if they do. And if we give in to that mafia threat, that's the end of free speech. Don't you understand? The globalists bring in all these foreigners. They bring in all these diverse groups. They hype us all up to hate each other. And then the globalists play the part of the referee over all of this and say, well, so that there's peace with everyone, you don't have any free speech, any of you. Or they selectively allow certain groups to have free speech, but others can't. So I'll wear an American flag if I want. Okay? If you don't like it, leave. And if you don't like somebody's right to burn a Bible, an American flag, or a Koran, get out of the country. Go back to Saudi Arabia.
So you've got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? You carry life insurance. How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Okay, Richard Gage coming up with key breaking 9/11 news. Here's the CNN story. They even get it right on this issue. Get real, Mexico. It's just a cartoon. And it goes on. I realize this might be an imprudent question leading up to September 16th, Mexican Independence Day. But what in the world is the matter with Mexico? Here you have a drug war that has caused the deaths of more than 28,000 Mexicans, with the resulting loss of billions of dollars in tourism and foreign investment in the economy already in distress, drug gangs terrorizing the population, school children being taught to duck and cover under their desk in the event of gunfire, the corrupt and discredited institutional revolutionary party making a comeback thanks to voter discontent over the war, and dire warnings from international organizations about how the whole country could be on the brink of collapse. And what offends the sensibilities of Mexicans? A cartoon. American cartoonist Daryl Cagle recently came under fire south of the border after drawing a Mexican flag with a provocative twist. The flag is supposed to feature an eagle perched on a cactus devouring a snake. In Cagle's rendition, the eagle lies in the center, riddled with bullet holes and a pool of blood. Cagle said his drawing, which went out to more than 800 newspapers around the world and has been published in at least two newspapers in Mexico, was intended to draw attention to the horrible violence in the country. Instead, the imagery unleashed furious anger. The Mexican newspaper El Universal, which ran the cartoon, heard complaints from many readers. "It's a shame," said one. "This, a patriotic symbol like our flag, which is so beautiful to me, can be mocked by a stupid cartoonist." Even the Mexican embassy in Washington, which must not have had more important matters to deal with, got into the act, criticizing it. They went on to say they respect and defend free speech and freedom of expression in any way it's manifested, but regarding the case of Mr. Cagle's cartoon, we differ on the use he makes of the Mexican flag and the message it conveys. And it goes on from there. So you can't wear American flags. The 30 million Mexicans here in the U.S., large portions are threatened by it. You've had illegals come out of the public schools all over the country, go to police stations, fire stations, post offices, private businesses, and pull down American flags. Stomp on them. And if you criticize it, you're bad. It's my First Amendment to say I think that's wrong and shows a hatred of this country. And look, I don't care what color you are. I want to live in peace with everybody. But if you are so offended by the American flag that you're pulling it down at post offices, you're so offended by it that you don't want people wearing it at public school, you're so offended by it a cartoonist can't show that Mexico is in deep trouble. I mean, how many cartoons have you seen making fun of the American eagle as a symbol of the federal government? It's constant. That's what freedom of expression and speech is about. And either you support it. I mean, I don't like these reports of Muslims in the West Bank burning the Bible. It's disrespectful. It's hateful. But it's their right to do it. And if they start burning Bibles here in the United States, I don't like it, but it's their right to do it. But to threaten to kill this pastor is the opposite of what this country was founded on, and I will defend that preacher's right until I'm dead to burn the Koran, because it's his right to do it as an American with the Bill of Rights and Constitution. He has that right, even though it's distasteful, and I think it's disgusting. I have a right to say it's disgusting, and that I think it's going to. The Pentagon is upset about this because it will illustrate what many of the troops have already been taught, that this is a war against Islam, that we are over there. That's what they're taught in these different speeches the generals give them. That's what comes out. They promote a kind of fake Christianoid idea. Over there, that they're part of some holy war, you know, against Islam. So let's just be honest about it. And this illustrates what people really feel. If you don't want our troops being killed, pull them out of Iraq, pull them out of Afghanistan. And then if Muslims don't want to support free speech, well, then we don't have these massive numbers of people immigrating here. You know, you never hear a discussion or a debate about that. If people don't like the American flag, don't immigrate here. If you don't like free speech, don't immigrate here. But at the same time, we shouldn't be over in their countries. We shouldn't be running around inside their nations. I mean, can you imagine how much they hate us? You know, we're all talking about how they want to blow us up and be terrorists over here. Since the 50s, our government's been overthrowing governments over there, mainly secular governments that want to be our friends. The globalists don't want that. They want a bunch of crazed extremists running things. We're going to come back, talk to Richard Gage, and then, folks, the police state news I've got in the third hour after we take calls is off the charts. It's off the hook. Look at this. Victims of extraordinary rendition, that's kidnapping, cannot sue U.S. court rules. They're also announcing what I told you they do 7 years ago, because Homeland Security said that was the plan. They're going to have random checkpoints all over America, strip searching you, body scanners, bathing you in radiation. We've got to say no to this. It's about training you to live in a total police state. And even NBC admits that. The headline's Police State. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are the threats of a biological attack to the U.S. real?
If biological warfare is real, what should I know before it happens to protect my family?
The answers to the unthinkable are inside a new book by Christian patriot and author Sam Adams, Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack. Inside what's been called the must-have manual for surviving the attack and mass panic that will follow, you will learn what the actual biological and chemical threats are, how to respond to events that are almost certain to happen, what the government's response is likely to be, how some will take advantage of the chaos, and exactly how you should prepare. To get Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack in hard copy or immediate digital download, go to BioWarSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or buy online at BioWarSurvival.com. That's BioWarSurvival.com.
This is not your father's BioWar Survival Handbook.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Richard Gage with big breaking news dealing with 9/11. They had a press conference at the National Press Club yesterday that actually made it into a whole bunch of mainstream news. This is important information coming up on the 9th anniversary of the tragic attacks. And while we're getting Richard Gage on the line, I wanted to go back because with a quick search, we found the cartoon that Mexico's so angry about showing the Mexican eagle shot by the drug gangs dead on the ground. And we found another cartoon making fun of the American eagle, the bald eagle, not the gold eagle, in a cage. And it says national debt. The American eagle today is in a cage. He's enslaved to debt. And you've got the drug gangs destroying Mexico in the fake drug war run by the globalist on record. And not only do I support free speech, I agree with both these cartoons. It makes perfect sense. It makes absolute sense. I want to just let listeners know, again, that we are listener-supported by supporting our sponsors and by visiting the online video bookstore at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can also be a PrisonPlanet.tv member for 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, the cost of two Starbucks coffees. You can download all my films in the highest quality, watch the live video stream of the show, expanded extras, being a PrisonPlanet.tv member, stuff that isn't even on the films or in the DVD extras is at PrisonPlanet.tv. My book, Paul Watson's book, and a lot more of things that are out of print are available at PrisonPlanet.tv. We've had a lot of listeners ask for something we haven't done in years, and that's signed limited edition films and books. We've got a whole section on that now at Infowars.com. And the other special that we're running, until it runs out, we've only got actually, they corrected me, we don't have 2,000 of this book. We have about 1,200 of Jesse Ventura's hardcover American Conspiracies. Powerful read. It covers 14 different subjects. It's so informative, a great gift to give people. You can get The Obama Deception for 1995, the pivotal film, key tool to wake folks up, and get a free Jesse Ventura American Conspiracies book, $24.95 value. So the film and the book for $19.95 until the books run out. And that could be days or weeks. We don't know. The other specials just absolutely sold out. 8 different films that we were offering total in the 5-video special. And as each film would run out, we had a new film to the 5 combo pack for $9.95. We've got a bunch of other specials. Infowars.com, or you can simply call toll-free 888-253-3139 or write to me, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78704. And even if we sell out of these and you write us a letter, we hold back a few hundred of specials to fill mail orders as long as it's post-dated while the special is running. So again, those are different ways to support us, but most importantly, these books and films are waking people up big time. And then this radio show is a growing international platform to bring on different guests and organizations and groups that are on the front lines of fighting for free humanity. Now, here's the PR Newswire report up on Infowars.com. 1,270 architects engineers reveal hard evidence of explosive demolition at World Trade Center on 9/11. And the Sun Herald, Forbes, Yahoo, Breitbart, and others did report on the big press conference and the breaking incredible information. A lot of new 9/11 info coming out. We can just add to the huge stack of proof that the official story is a complete hoax and a lie. And now the founder, well over 1,200 members of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, Richard Gage, joins us to recap this breaking information and give us even more intel on what's been coming out. Richard, good to have you here with us.
Thank you, Alex. It's great to be here with you. Always an honor.
Well, you've got the floor in the remainder of the hour. Tell us about this breaking info and why it's so important on top of the new NIST footage that was forced to be released with lawsuits, the National Standards Group, that again shows Building 7 being blown up. Go ahead.
Well, indeed, Building 7 is the smoking gun of 9/11. The evidence is clear that all three World Trade Center high-rises were brought down by explosive demolition, and we now have almost 1,280 architects signed on to our petition demanding a new investigation. We were yesterday at 2 p.m. At the National Press Club presenting all of this evidence, much of it in the first 10 minutes at the press conference. We followed that immediately with a mock debate where we took statements from about 10 supporters of the official story, including Shyam Sunder and John Gross of NIST and the guys from Popular Mechanics and Michael Shermer and a host of other supporters, Bazant and David Thomas, who we've been in debates with. We used their statements, publicly made statements, in this press conference to take off from and present these points of evidence because they were not willing to come and debate with us publicly at the press club. So we presented their statements for them. And Senator Mike Gravel was with us at the press conference and debate, and he presented a very, very powerful plea for an investigation in support of the family members of the victims of 9/11 who are calling, many of whom are calling upon us, the architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, to get to the truth, to get to the evidence. And that's what we've been doing, and that's what we presented. We presented the evidence of explosive nanothermite composite materials found in the dust samples throughout the lower Manhattan. It landed like a blanket 4 to 12 inches thick. This is very, very high-tech material, explosives found in the dust, completely ignored, and in fact they denied that they found any evidence. NIST did, and later they acknowledged that they never looked for it. Now they will not look for it, even though it's been documented in a 25-page peer-reviewed paper on the Bentham Open Chemical Physics Journal, uncontested for the last year and a half. Not only do we find the evidence of these chips of small red-gray chips of nanocomposite materials, but the results of that fairly explosive material, which is the iron microspheres, billions of them found in all the World Trade Center dust previously, molten iron microspheres. 6% of the weight of these dust samples in many cases are composed of these. Well, this is evidence that they sustain temperatures exceeding the melting point of iron, which is 2,800 degrees. But office fires and jet fuel only get to be about half that temperature. So
and you've got this now from hundreds of sources, from all the different buildings and apartments and the different groups that have records of this, and from memorials. I mean, this is now the evidence chain over and over again confirmed.
Oh, yeah. There's no question. They can't fight it. It's completely an airtight, solid case. And not only with that, but even the evidence that NIST came, FEMA came up with in their Appendix C, the documentation that these steel girders looked like Swiss cheese. They're melted and other structures.
And we have the firefighters on video on national TV saying there was molten iron like a foundry, like a volcano, molten. And we have the NASA photos weeks later, thousands of degrees, way above jet fuel. I mean, they used something in there that had molten slag 3-4 weeks later.
Absolutely, and there's documentation of that in videos and photos, in addition to the dozens of witnesses seeing all this molten metal running. And it's clearly molten iron. Tests have been done on it by physicists. It's not melted copper or aluminum or something like that. This is several tons of it underneath all three World Trade Center high-rises, reminding your listeners that there was a third skyscraper, 47 stories tall, Building 7, which dropped in 6.5 seconds straight down uniformly, suddenly, and at free-fall acceleration into its own footprint. This is like a house of cards, a pile four stories tall. This is clearly a controlled demolition. When we show the architects and engineers about this, as we did in the press conference last night, it drops their jaws as well, because they know that's a controlled demolition. Everybody does. This is intuitive. A building can't fall at free fall acceleration and crush anything on the way down. If it's going to do work like crushing columns, it's got to slow down. And NIST even acknowledged that this was a free fall acceleration. So it's unbelievable all the evidence that lines up for the explosive control demolition. And CNN was there with their cameras at the press conference in Washington, D.C., at the National Press Club. And we're hoping that they have the courage to put this on the air. We've got coverage in Utica, New York, from one of our 60 press conferences that were held concurrently around the world. Utica, New York has it on TV. Phoenix had it on TV today. So we'll find out who else has the courage to expose the crime of the century.
Well, the point is you're gaining ground. More and more evidence is piling up, confirming the previous evidence. And this is one small spectrum of the evidence. You've got CNN and BBC reporting Building 7 had fallen an hour and then 25 minutes before, and giving the away it officially did fall later, so they were right. I said they were clearly fed some type of news feed and that the government jumped the gun with kind of a false start, and later the BBC admitted. Reuters gave them an internal report about Building 7 falling from fires more than an hour before it fell, but they went with it 25 minutes before it fell. You have the police saying, get back, they're bringing down Building 7 on CNN, and it is being reported that we've got Breitbart, Sun Herald, Forbes, Yahoo, and others in print media are reporting on this information now. So you're really breaking through that electronic Berlin Wall, and when people actually look at the evidence, they find out the official story is a fairy tale.
And we took this evidence in our DVDs and brochures and our new newspaper, the 9/11 Investigator. We took all this information to every office of Congress in the last 2 days prior to the press conference. We handed it to staffers. We had many conversations, in fact, appointments, where we sat down with 20 minutes and showed Building 7 coming down and the Twin Towers coming down to these staffers and science advisors. And we did deliver packets to all 541 congressional offices, and we have a few more to go to follow up this week. But they have the information, and they're going to be held accountable, our congresspersons, by their constituents. We have supporters, of course, in the 9/11 truth movement all throughout, in every congressional office, and we're going to be having them do the follow-up for us directly with their local offices. It's a political activity as well, trying to get an investigation. That's the mission of AE 9/11 Truth, a real investigation that accounts for the evidence of thermite, nanothermite, free-falling buildings, very explosive information that evidence that has to be gotten into the public record. They're just not going to be able to run away from it for very much longer.
Richard, I think they're trying to overshadow your research, Dr. Jones's research, my work, and many others that are out there taking action. And the fact that polls show globally, not just in the U.S., but more and more statistically, people are not buying the official fable that was the pretext for the wars, the domestic takeover, the naked body scanners, all of it. But I think you've got this Rockefeller-funded, Fox News owner-funded mosque. I don't think the imam's bad, but he's clearly a globalist, goes to the Davos forums. You've got this kind of, I guess, Christian Zionist-type church out in Florida that is wanting to burn the Koran. And whereas I support the free speech rights and the property rights of the mosque builders, and I support this preacher's right to the First Amendment to burn the Koran, I don't like it, but I have to support his right, bottom line, I see the media hyping this to create a clash of civilizations ahead of an Iran strike. I mean, this is perfect timing to kind of reinvoke 9/11 and Muslims and Christians at each other's throats. And so that's why it's so important that you're doing this and other people are doing this right now. And they've got the TV ad running very successfully in New York with the victims' families calling for a new investigation and talking about Building 7. So it's great to see real patriots who love truth on the offensive as a counteroffensive. Do you agree that all this mosque stuff and burn the Koran stuff looks pretty suspicious right now?
Oh, yeah. But in addition, what we're doing is we're having a press conference for that reason right in front of the new Building 7 at the corner of Vesey and Greenwich Streets, a press conference tomorrow, Saturday at 2 p.m., in order to, and we're getting this press advisory out today to I don't know, 100 media outlets inside of New York, so we can have them come and listen to the family members decry this non-issue, so we can get to the real issue, which is the explosive demolition of the
building. That's right,
the
surviving,
the cause of their death.
The surviving firefighters, police, medical workers, the families, surviving victims, they've already been out and had press conferences, and I'm glad you're having another one, saying, look, we don't want to hear about the mosque. We want the health care we've been denied, and we want a new investigation.
Yes, of Building 7 and the Twin Towers controlled demolition. I mean, this is the story of the century, don't you think? It is, Alex, some enterprising journalist could break this story and get it published and take all the credit for all the work we've been doing for 9 years.
Well, that's right. The media really doesn't want the families and the victims and the families' victims. I mean, they don't want them to be seen out there. They want to use the pain of 9/11 as the pretext for more war and control, and they want to speak for the families of the victims. But so that's why it's important people actually hear the families themselves.
And those families will be there at the press conference calling upon 1,270 architects and engineers to investigate the evidence, which points to the real cause of the death of their family members. So we're happy to be supportive technically to that pursuit of justice, truth.
And that's tomorrow in front of the new Building 7, Larry Silverstein's building, at 2 o'clock.
That's right.
Now, we're going to go to break in a moment, come back with the final segment with Richard Gage. But, Richard, get back into this new evidence. So you guys have been able to really triple confirm all this and why this press conference yesterday was so important.
Well, iron microspheres are endemic in all of the World Trade Center dust. And in fact, USGS found them and documented them first, and other environmental firms like R.J. Lee. These previously molten iron microspheres comprise 6% of the dust in some cases found on top of the Deutsche Bank building, everywhere, really. And by the way, they say, our supporters of the official story will say, oh, that's just from the cleanup equipment and the welding and so forth. No. These are up on top of the high rises. They're collected, even in some samples, 10 minutes on the Brooklyn Bridge. A sample was collected within 10 minutes of the collapse of the towers. So, no, these are not polluted, and it's documented very well by official sources. These have the evidence in them, the chemical evidence of thermite, including aluminum, iron, oxygen, silica, other very, very clear chemical fingerprint of thermite.
All right, Richard Gage, stay there. Final segment straight ahead, then a news blitz and your phone calls.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 800-405-7850.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Why is 9/11 truth so important? It is the pretext for the wars, the destruction of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. It is the pretext for the dismantling of our republic. And I've got the head of Homeland Security, Napolitano, saying another 9/11 is coming. So they're out there hyping that, and they've got to take your rights, take your freedoms, and enslave you to keep you safe from the Muslims. Meanwhile, they do everything they can to stir up the Muslims by invading their countries, lying about WMDs. And the Pentagon knows this is stirring them up. You, the citizen of this nation, you are the target. The West is the target of the New World Order. And that's why it's so exciting what Richard Gage is doing. More dealing with the press conference at the National Press Club, I would imagine the people that really carried out these attacks are starting to really get concerned.
I hope so. They should be. Americans are waking up. It's a whole different story now, thanks to you, your listeners who are out there in the streets raising awareness on the 11th of every month. The people are giving away DVDs. The people who are accepting these or are being confronted with this information in the streets are more receptive. There is so much greater receptivity this year compared to 5 years ago. It's an awakening. It's just really quite incredible, and we're delighted to have been to be part of that, because we can be used. The architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth have produced a lot of material, researched by others like Dr. Stephen Jones and Niels Harrit and many others who have done the work well before us. You, of course, from the very beginning and even before. But Dr. David Ray Griffin, who came along, got his message on in books out there on the radio, which was what kind of woke me up about 4 years ago. I knew nothing. I was a Reagan Republican. I was a regular, you know, architect. And all of a sudden, I'm being hit over the head with a 2x4 that reality is different. It's not the same. I'm not living in the same country all of a sudden that I was, because if 9/11 was some sort of an inside operation, that changed everything. And I realized I had to, when I looked around, where are the architects and engineers who are talking about this? And there were almost none. And now we've got 1,280 of them on our petition, and we're many more that have become aware that won't, for the unfortunate reasons, like they don't want to be discriminated against or lose their job or something, they won't sign our petition. But the millions of Americans are waking up to this.
Well, Richard, we salute your courage, and we salute the other architects and engineers and physicists and the peer-reviewed journals for their courage. And, you know, it's simple. You're faced with a lie this big. If you buy into it, if you submit to this lie, then they'll tell you DU isn't bad for you when they know it's killing people en masse. They'll body scan you with radiation and say they're not recording the images and get caught lying. I mean, the point is, clearly, this isn't freedom that's being foisted on us, and it has nothing to do with keeping us safe from terrorists. This is what's happened to every other third world country where its own military-industrial complex takes it over in the name of keeping people safe. It's just a 21st century, more sophisticated version of it. And free humanity is challenging this lie on every front. And I hope folks will go to the press conference tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern time, there at Building 7, the new Building 7 at Ground Zero, and be part of that and support the families of the victims and the firefighters and police and others that are going to be there with you. I look forward to having you on next week to give us a quick report on the aftermath of this weekend, as well as Luke Radowski and others from New York and other vigils and demonstrations that are being held, not just in the United States in every major city, but worldwide. Richard Gage, thank you so much for joining us. Fire out quickly the website for Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth.
Yes, it's ae911truth.org. And look into the sky in New York City for something special on the evening of 9/11.
All right, great job.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.